Yeah, that's the sound of Kylie Minogue there and Jesse War and that Kiss of Life. It's exactly 10:45 here in the UK. You're listening to East Point Radio with me, Mark Lindsay. The programme, of course, is the Monday Montage. And as part of that programme at this time on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we talk to folks across the East Anglian region and we find out all about all their organisations. And we've got a very informative young lady who's joining us on the programme this morning. And it's Claire Pitt. Now, Claire is a welfare benefit lead at Age UK in Norfolk. And I'm hoping now she's joining us live on the programme. Very good morning to you, Claire.
Morning, Mark.
How are you? All right?
I'm good, thanks. Are you?
Yes, not so bad. Thanks, not so bad. Now, very important, of course, Age UK Norfolk. You have all sorts of advice for lots of different people about lots of different things. Now, one thing as we approach the winter is winter fuel payments. Now, you can offer advice on that, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. So the winter fuel allowance, if you were born before the 25th of September 57, you will be eligible for a payment. It's more complicated how much you get because it does depend whether you live alone and who you live with and the ages of the people you live with, but it's between £250 and £600, and that's to help with heating bills. It is actually paid November and December, so there will be some people that have already received their payments, and that actually this year will include the pensioner cost of living payment. I think the most important thing to say there is if you don't have a letter or don't get that payment by the 26th of January, you can actually contact the Winter Fuel Payment Centre, and they will advise how to trace that payment for you. But a lot of people will already have received that payment.
I see. Very important, of course, at this time of year and with the cost of literally heating your home these days, it's so important to keep warm as much as you can, isn't it?
Absolutely, because you know all the health risks if you're living in a cold home as well. So there are other benefits out there in terms of the warm home discount as well. That is there, and that is £150 off energy bills. It's paid directly to the energy provider. And if you're in receipt of guaranteed pension credit and your energy provider does actually subscribe to the scheme, most of them do, that would be £150. It's paid, again, the dates are, it's between October and the 31st of March, and it's, as I said, it's one-off discount applied to your electricity bill. You can also get it, so guaranteed pension credit and your energy supplier is part of the scheme, you'd automatically get it. But you might also be eligible if on the 13th of August 2023 the following applied, and that would be you were on housing benefit, income-related employment and support allowance, income-based job seekers allowance, income support, savings pension credit, universal credit, and possibly, depending on your income, child tax credit or working tax credit. The other criteria is a little bit vague around that, is your property has to have a high energy cost score based on its characteristics. So basically, you know, my advice to anyone would be if you're on any of those means-tested benefits that I've just listed, you might be eligible for the warm home discount. So contact your energy provider and see if you are.
Now, does that apply to, obviously, both gas and electric, or just one and not the other?
It's normally electric, but you can apply for it to be added onto your gas. It really depends on your energy provider whether they'll let you do it.
OK, fair enough. Now, cost of living payments. Now, as we approach Christmas and everybody's, I'm quite sure, finding that the costs, wherever you're buying whatever gifts or anything else, have gone up substantially on last year. Must be a very trying period. I mean, it's a very joyous period, I think, Christmas, but it can also be very, very difficult for some people, can't it?
That's exactly right. So what's happened, certainly this year, is the government have announced cost of living payments, and it's to be eligible, it's based on the benefits that you actually receive. So it was £900 spread over three payments throughout the course of the year. So the benefits you had to be in receipt of were income-based job seekers allowance, income-based employment and support allowance, income support, guaranteed pension credit, universal credit, child tax credit, and working tax credit. And cost of living as well. There was also an additional payment made if people were on disability benefits of £150. That was paid in the summer. So there is sort of a lot of help out there. A lot of it will happen automatically, but it's really the most important thing is that your listeners are actually checking their benefit entitlement, because a lot of people out there aren't aware what they're actually entitled to. So a lot of the means-tested benefits, they might have checked their entitlement many years ago and, savings have reduced, or, their income is different because the thresholds do change every year. So the most important thing, I think, is that benefit checks are carried out so that you know that what you're receiving is what you should be. We also do screen for the disability benefits as well when we speak to our clients, just to make sure, because they might be eligible to claim them, and by being on a disability benefit, it can trigger extra premiums in means-tested benefits. So a very, very important call to make. Or, if you don't want to call us to do that, the Age UK national website, there is a benefit calculator on there, and you can actually check that yourself.
I see. Now, I was going to ask you about that. For people who are not on the internet, and we still know there's lots of people out there who are not computer literate, put it that way, can they approach Age UK Norfolk directly to get these benefit checks done?
Yeah, so those living in Norfolk certainly can, and we do. So we do a series of ways we can help people. We could send out a form for them to complete with a free post envelope for them to return. Alternatively, we do telephone benefit checks where we'd actually have a pre-booked appointment. We confirm exactly the information that they need and we'd run through the benefit check with them. And that would involve, looking at what their income is now, what their savings, and actually inputting that into the calculator. So if there are any benefits, we'd explain exactly what they are and how to claim them. But if they are just over those thresholds, we could explain it, exactly when that would change. So it might be not eligible at the moment, but if savings were slightly lower, this is what would happen.
Okay, now that important information, I know you gave a contact detail out a few moments ago. Can we give out those details before we go any further for those people wanting to contact Age UK Norfolk? How can they best go about that?
So the best is our telephone number, which is 0300 500 1217.
Okay, I'll ask you to repeat that again in a few moments' time so people can get this information, which is so important, in front of them. Now, household support funds, what's all that about?
So each local county council, so Norfolk County Council, it's now called the Client Hardship Service, and they have funds to help and support people who are struggling financially. So you can approach them. It might be to pay for fuel or energy bills if you're in arrears, white goods in the home such as washing machines, fridges, car repairs. It's really kind of those one-off expenses that can't be met out of normal expenditure. So it's really, if you're really struggling, you can certainly approach Norfolk County Council, and they will, they will help if they can. They often do want copies of bank statements, but they will. It is certainly a service that's well worth approaching if you're struggling with one-off expenditure, to see if they can help.
And, of course, as we were saying a few moments ago, it can be a very costly time, particularly with the lead-up to Christmas, and all the bills seem to accumulate and come in together, so it can be very difficult. So that sort of advice is absolutely essential, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you also have an advice line, which I know that Age UK Norfolk run. And how can people best contact the advice line if they literally need to know about winter fuel payments, possibly warm home discounts, cost of living payments, that sort of thing? How can they best go about it once again?
So it'll be our telephone number, which is 0300 500 1217.
Okay, is there any social media site that they can go on, or website?
You can go on ageuknorfolk.org.uk, so our website as well would be there with all the contact details. But really, calling us, you would actually go through to our triage line. So if it was depending on the nature of the inquiry. If they could help at first point of contact, they absolutely would. If they felt that it needed to go through to one of our advisors would call them back with further information. So it really depends. If it's just, you know, who do I contact? I've not had my winter fuel allowance, then they would give them the contact details to do that. But really with our advisors, what they can do is kind of screen to make sure, you know, even make multiple referrals for one person to actually make sure they're getting all the help that they need. So it could be, you know, the hardship service at Norfolk County Council can perhaps help with those one-off payments. It might be they need assistance, you know, with a benefit check. It might be, you know, more information about the warm home discount. So really we try and explore everything that someone might be eligible for so we can help them.
Okay, Claire, that's a lot of information for a lot of people affecting all sorts of things, from what we were saying, the winter fuel payments right through to your advice line. Now, is there a particular time where, particularly with winter fuel payments, I know you said that you know, they're starting to be paid out and everything now. What is the latest that these payments are likely to be arriving with folk, and what should they do if they don't get those payments? Can you give that information once more?
Sure. Yes, the advice is if you haven't received it by the 26th of January 2024 to actually contact the Winter Fuel Payment Centre. So what should happen is the money will be paid directly into your bank account, and they confirm it in writing. So if you don't get a letter or don't have a payment by the 26th of January, contact the Winter Fuel Payment Centre.
Yeah. That's great. Absolutely great, Claire.
Also worth perhaps mentioning there, the payments are normally made into the bank detail, it's the same bank details where the state pension is paid.
Oh, I see. So so they haven't got to actually go anywhere to get them. They should automatically go into their bank accounts or whatever.
That's right.
That's good. Now, once more, for people wanting to find out more about the services from Age UK Norfolk, can you give out those contact details? So important, of course, this time of year in particular.
Yeah, telephone number is 0300 500 1217.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining us live here on East Point Radio, Claire, today, and appreciate all the information that you've given us about so many different aspects which affects so many different people.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. There, we've been talking to Claire Pitts, and Claire is the Welfare Benefit Lead at Age UK in Norfolk. All part of our services here on East Point Radio as part of
Anglia
In Focus.
Keep it right here. Our 11s is coming up very soon.